But for you who fear my name, the Son of Justice will rise, his grace of healing powers. From the book of Malachi, which we have just heard, that summarizes what God does for those who persevere, who love him. God brings his healing powers, the rays of hope, to them, to their hearts. God raises in them the hope and the peace which the world cannot give them, those who fear him. Brothers and sisters, with these words, we welcome ourselves again to today's celebration, as we have already done at the initial of this Mass. But one thing is clear, that today the Church wants us to reflect on the image of God who saves, God who heals, rather than God who destroys, on the image of the healing power of God which he brings to us, despite the wars, despite the insurgencies around us in all different parts of the world, that God is a God of light. He is a sun, the big sun that comes and rules over the earth. That those earthquakes, that those natural disasters, they are not signals of the end of time. Today the gospel says, when these things happen, may you not be terrified. May you not say, oh, it's the end of the time. Because as the gospel also tells us, even the Son of Man does not know when the end of the world will be. However, on the other side, the gospel enjoins us today to grapple with this fear of God, with this healing power of God, with keeping to the word of God, his commandments. And as he says, the temple will be destroyed, the physical temple, which is the one built by human hands. But the temple, which is also our body that houses the Holy Spirit, belongs to God still. So God continues to operate in us, despite all the tragedies of this world. The glorious temple of God finds its place first in all of us, in you, in me. That is the reason why he says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body. That is where you meet God, in the sanctuary of your heart. You commune with him. You tell him your problems. You tell him your worries of life. You bring to him the tragedies that try to terrify you. You bring to him your concerns about your family. You bring to him about concerns about your work, about your health. That is your heart. Is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. So on this Sunday, while the Church wants us to reflect on these things, the Church wants us to also be filled with hope. And as Thessalonians, we are scattered everywhere. They were terrified. Christ calls us today to emulate the utterance of St. Paul, not to while away our time talking about things that are not necessary. Rather, we should talk about things in a very ordered way, not disorderly way. We live in ordered way, in the sense we invoke God in things we do. We engage ourselves in more benefiting arguments or conversations or things that help us in our life, in our journey of faith, and not be worried about whether the world is passing away or is here or things, or be panicking. These things are natural. They come to us from day to day. But we know, as Philippians tells us, with God, with Jesus Christ on our side, we shall always do all things. As we proceed to our various destinations after this Mass, may we bring these prayers and may we bring these reflections to the doorsteps of our hearts. May we ask God to fill us with hope, to give us that spirit, to continue to give us that spirit of endurance and perseverance in all our trials and travails of this life. Many of us are going through hard times, difficult situations, sometimes inexplicable. Some have sicknesses that cannot be diagnosed. They go to doctor, from one doctor to the other, from one specialist to another. Almost all their savings in life are wired away. We don't say wasted, but they are kept in the pockets of the doctors without even finding what is wrong with them. Some are filled with some kind of trials in your life, maybe with relationships. But God is here. The Son of Justice will rise and defend you. He will fill you with wisdom. He will fill you with hope. He will fill you with endurance and patience to understand, and wisdom most especially, to understand that God is with you. You are not fighting that battle alone. And we continue to pray for this Spirit. And may God bless us, bless our families, our parish, our society, as we end this year, the liturgical year, and we get into the next year. May God continue to raise the Son of Justice to grant us the healing grace of life. Amen.